Jason Calacanis' journey from tech journalist to angel investing legend reads like a Silicon Valley fairy tale, turning $100,000 into $100 million through early bets on companies like Uber and Robinhood. He's created a playbook anyone can follow, if they have the stomach for it. What makes angel investing so compelling isn't just the potential returns, but the front row seat to innovation. Imagine being among the first to see technologies that will reshape society. But make no mistake, this isn't a get-rich-quick scheme. For every Uber, there are dozens of startups that implode spectacularly. The question isn't whether you'll experience failure, you will, but whether you can build a portfolio diverse enough that your winners outshine your losers. The most successful angels understand they're not just investing in companies, but in founders solving meaningful problems at precisely the right moment in history. Effective angel investing requires four key resources: capital, time, expertise, and network. While having all is ideal, you can begin with just one or two and develop the others over time. Money is important, but not paramount. Many successful angels start with modest investments of $2,500 to $5,000 per startup. The key is investing only what you can afford to lose completely, because losses are common. Time is often undervalued, but crucial. Finding deals, conducting due diligence, and supporting startups requires significant commitment. Treat angel investing as a part-time job, not a hobby. Industry expertise gives you an edge in spotting opportunities. Your domain knowledge helps distinguish genuine innovation from hype, particularly in sectors where you have deep experience. Your network may be your most valuable asset. Connections to other investors and entrepreneurs often lead to the best opportunities, as top founders frequently choose investors who bring more than just capital. Do you need to be in Silicon Valley to be a great angel investor? Calacanis' answer is blunt: yes. Despite our remote work world, Silicon Valley remains an unparalleled ecosystem for finding transformative companies. The region's power lies in its density of opportunity, where a single coffee shop visit might yield meetings with multiple promising founders. The ecosystem's strength comes from its network effect. Successful startups spawn new companies, as employees become founders, founders become investors, and knowledge spreads. This self-reinforcing cycle builds momentum over time. Silicon Valley's culture uniquely encourages moonshot thinking. When Elon Musk pursued electric cars and rockets, he chose Silicon Valley over Detroit or Houston. The region breeds ambition that transforms industries. While great companies can emerge anywhere, Silicon Valley offers the best odds for angel investors. To succeed, you should either live there or visit frequently enough to build real relationships. Otherwise, you're at a significant disadvantage. Every startup's funding journey follows a predictable path, from initial bootstrapping to potential IPO. The journey begins with founders investing sweat equity, working unpaid to build their product, followed by using personal savings or early revenue to sustain growth. Friends and family typically provide the first external capital, $25,000 to $100,000, though mixing personal and financial relationships carries risks. Incubators and accelerators like Y Combinator offer another early option, providing modest investments, $100,000 to $150,000, for equity, 6 to 7%, along with mentorship and structure. The seed angel round represents the ideal entry point for angel investors, with companies showing traction but not yet attracting venture capital. Investments range from $250,000 to $2 million, with individual angels typically contributing $10,000 to $50,000. Series A funding introduces professional venture capitalists, marking a significant operational shift. Later rounds, Series B through F, continue toward an eventual exit via acquisition or IPO, where angel investors can realize their returns. Think you need to be wealthy to become an angel investor? Think again. Multiple paths exist to build an angel portfolio with limited capital or even none at all. Becoming an advisor is one effective approach. By offering expertise, connections, or services to startups, you can earn equity without investing cash. Marketing experts, legal professionals, and industry veterans often secure meaningful equity positions by helping startups overcome challenges. Angel syndicates offer another entry point. These groups, led by experienced investors, allow participation with smaller investments. Platforms like AngelList enable accredited investors to join deals starting at $1,000, providing both diversification and learning opportunities. Working in startups or venture capital firms can provide valuable experience for aspiring angels. The knowledge gained from evaluating pitches or helping build successful startups becomes invaluable when making investment decisions. Remember, angel investing isn't just about capital. It's about adding value through your unique resources. Whether through advising, syndicates, or ecosystem experience, you can build the network and knowledge needed for successful angel investing. The key to successful angel investing lies in picking extraordinary founders rather than just great companies. While products and markets change, exceptional founders adapt and persevere. Billion-dollar founders combine confidence with humility, bold enough to pursue ambitious visions yet receptive to feedback. They demonstrate unwavering determination while remaining flexible. When you meet them, you'll notice their distinct energy and clarity of thought. They articulate unique industry insights and address questions directly, acknowledging what they don't know. Be cautious of founders focused more on startup glamour than business building. The best ones often live modestly even after funding, reinvesting in their companies instead of luxuries. They're driven by genuine problem-solving passion, not entrepreneurial status. Not every successful investment requires a visionary founder. Sometimes solid executives in growing markets deliver excellent returns. The key is aligning your expectations and valuations with the founder's capabilities and market opportunity. The financial returns of angel investing can be extraordinary, but money is just one aspect of what makes this journey worthwhile. Beyond profits lies something more profound: direct participation in creating the future. Unlike passive investments, angel investing puts you in the room where innovation happens. You're helping bring new ideas into existence, gaining a front-row seat to creation that offers unique intellectual stimulation and personal growth. The relationships formed through angel investing often become life's most rewarding connections. Working alongside brilliant founders creates bonds that transcend typical business relationships, leading to lasting friendships and professional networks. Each startup becomes a masterclass in its industry and business model. Angels gain early insights into emerging trends, developing pattern recognition that benefits their professional lives. This knowledge compounds over time, creating a valuable information advantage. Most meaningfully, angel investing allows you to align capital with values. Whether you're passionate about climate solutions, healthcare access, or educational equity, you can direct resources toward the challenges you care about most. The legacy question defines each angel's journey. What mark do you want to leave? While some focus purely on building wealth, others aim to advance specific technologies or support underrepresented founders. The most satisfied angels often combine financial goals with broader purposes, creating portfolios that reflect both their investment thesis and values.